Part 3. Questions 23 to 30. You will hear two managers, a man called Kevin and a woman called Juliet, discussing candidates they have just interviewed for a job. For each question 23 to 30, mark one letter A, B or C for the correct answer. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B or C.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Me too. So tiring, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah, concentrating for that long.
Well, we still have to decide who to choose for the job.
While it's still fresh in our minds.
It's such a responsibility, isn't it? I mean, even just remembering who's who after seeing so many.
12 in a day is a lot. But I can still picture them, what with their application form and CVs with the photos to remind us. The real problem for me is I feel I end up comparing them to each other.
Well, that's only natural.
Yeah, but we should be relating them to the criteria we've established. I mean, keeping to that system of judging their suitability and not letting our personal opinions get in the way.
Not just saying, oh, he was better than him.
Yeah. Well, by any measurement, I thought Michael White was hopeless.
Quite. Though he was eager to please.
And he did say some intelligent things.
Oh, but you just can't trust someone who's not held down the same position for more than a year.
At the most. No, absolutely, despite his list of qualifications, definitely not.
No. That's why I think the test...
The personality profile.
Psychology one is so helpful. It shows up that kind of thing.
The attitudes to management structures.
Well, I was thinking more of how it highlights attitudes, shows the reactions to the dynamics of operating in groups.
I have to say I'm more convinced by the case study.
Because it shows the candidates in real-life situations?
I was thinking of the insights it gives you into what they think is most important, the values they attach to things.
Because they've got time to work it through logically.
Yes, and I think it's vital.
Given what the job involves. What's crucial for the position is the way he or she, whoever it is going to handle applying developments from head office, new approaches.
Significant alterations in direction.
Of strategy that are going to define, shape how the company develops over the next few years. Because the IT department will take responsibility for the technology side of things.
But it's a question of following one project through all its stages, isn't it?
Yes. I do wish David...
Which David?
David James, development.
Ah, now he's a good manager.
Yes, and that's why we should have had him here.
Absolutely. He's so good at interviewing.
I've never seen him conducting one, actually.
But he wouldn't have much direct contact with the new person.
No, but he did come up with the specifications for the post.
Yeah, and so his input would have been useful.
Right. Anyway, he wasn't, so it's up to us. Personally, I'd go for Elaine Harris.
Me too. Though her track record's a little short.
True. And she does lack some of the wider knowledge I'd like to have seen.
But she's clearly a quick learner.
That's the thing, isn't it? Her approach just seems right.
Very can do. So, that's it?
Yeah, I'm stressed out.
Well, if we've got it wrong, imagine what it would cost in the end.
Well, that's life. But I just find it so hard, that process of holding all the various factors in my head simultaneously, balancing, fitting it all together in my mind.
Well, I'll send David an email tomorrow morning. I'm in early, so I can do it first thing. And then, assuming he's in agreement, well, we'll just go forward.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part three. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. That is the end of the test.